Do you ladies start reading your Bible through in January each year? Probably that's a very common thing to do. And whether or not we finish our Bible reading plan at the end of the year, I can confidently say that Genesis is a very well-read book in January. Genesis is one of my favorites. So much of human history happens in Genesis, and so many stories. But there's so many lessons. They just jump out every single day. Do you feel that way when you read Genesis? Each time I read the story of Noah and the Ark, the same few verses always jump out of the page at me. And that is near the end of chapter 8. After Noah and his family has spent over a year on the Ark, can you even imagine that? I can't imagine it. They finally come off the Ark, and the world is a totally different place. Try to imagine a completely different topography than the world that you knew a year before. Plus the fact that there is not one human being living on the earth besides the 8 people in your family. I can't even start to think about how Noah felt and his family at that time. But the very first thing he did when he came off the ark was to build an altar and to sacrifice from all the clean beasts and the fowl, lots of animal sacrifice that day. And when the Lord smelled that sacrifice, so the Lord himself had to be very near, just as he is with you and me. He smelled the smoke from that sacrifice. And in verse 21, it says, "And when he smelled it, the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, 'I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake.'" So to me, the phrase "said in his heart," God was thinking something through without speaking out loud. He was contemplating something, and he made a decision quietly when he smelled the sacrifice of Noah. It was a sweet savor to him. Now, of course, it's a gruesome and brutal thing to be sacrificing animals. But I learn here that when the Lord sees his child sacrifice, even when he's going through a very difficult time in his life, but he still obeys the Lord, that's a sweet-smelling savor to him. And the sweet-smelling savor caused the Lord to make a decision. We too, when we go through difficult times, but we stay faithful to the Lord, and we obey him and do what he says to do, I know that that's a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord. And that obedience and that sacrifice does still cause the Lord to make a decision in our favor. But I love the phrase, "the Lord said in his heart." Right there, he was thinking about things. I just smile when I think about that. We think about how mighty and omniscient and all-powerful God our Father is in the heavens. And just the thought that he was so close to Noah to smell that sacrifice, and he decided at that moment he would not curse the ground again by sending a worldwide flood. He saved future humanity because of that decision. I want to say to you today, friends, you may not get the answer to prayer that you're hoping for. God did not tell Noah and his family about the rainbow at this moment. He just quietly made that decision in his heart when he saw the sacrifice and faithfulness of his children who were going through difficult, trying times. Be faithful. Keep going. Let me encourage you today, if this is a difficult season for you, keep doing what you're supposed to do. keep serving the Lord. He sees that. He smells that as a sweet-smelling savor, your obedience. And he will think in his heart about you personally. And I believe make a decision, even if you don't get the answer today or tomorrow or next week, God is thinking about you in his heart. Isn't that a sweet thought? Have a great week, friends. Happy January, happy New Year, and walk in love, loving God through loving others.